That's not news.
Yes, it is time for Not News, where Shane Anderson comes in. We look at a few of the news stories that have been basically filling up the news cycle with rubbish, and the one story we should have been paying more attention to. Shane, this is the last Not News we are doing together.
I know, this is a bit of a special occasion.
This is a weird occasion, because I mean, I did Not News before taking over from Mitch. I did this for Mitch. But you're not taking over from me. I was hoping we could do some wild announcement. I can see you making that. No, all right. So
Let's just put that out there now. Cool. Yep. But we have been doing this for nearly 2 years.
We have indeed.
Which has flown by. It's a bit terrifying.
That's a lot of time spent mucking through the filth and detritus of the news cycle.
Oh, yeah. You could do a line graph of my mental state and just watch it drop off the beginning of last year. So for the final Not News, I have pulled out all the stocks.
Oh.
Ooh. We have some pretty special Not News this week. I mean,
hit me.
Usually a divorce alone is enough to get a spot in the Not News Hall of Fame. But this week, we've got not only a divorce, but a divorce auction.
God bless you, Russell. God
Russell
bless you.
Russell Crowe's The Art of Divorce. It has a proper name. It has a title with which to refer it to. He auctioned off all of his stuff, including a lot of movie memorabilia, to fund his expensive divorce.
I just think this is incredible. I have never seen anyone do something like this before, like turn it into an event somehow.
Yeah, kind of. It's a bit tongue-in-cheek, you know, like
clearly,
making it into a public spectacle, inviting people along, selling things like a used jockstrap from, what's the boxing movie?
Cinderella Man.
Yeah.
What?
This is also going to be the segment where it's revealed.
$10,000.
And there's a rumor that Stephen Colbert might have bought it, or John Oliver. John Oliver might have bought
that
it.
That does sound like a John Oliver thing.
Yeah.
It really does.
I was going to say, this is a segment where it's revealed I don't know that many Russell Crowe movies. Haven't seen Gladiator, but there were fake horses for sale from Gladiator.
Fake horses? I thought it was a chariot, but actual fake horses.
No, actual fake horses.
Is that a thing?
Looking
actual
as if
horses?
They're actual, yeah, real fake horses. This is the society we live in, where they look like they're in pain, like they look like they're mid-gallop of a run they don't want to do. Why not put that in your living room? Where did Russell Crowe have it in the first place? So many questions. But he did raise $3.7 million from this auction alone, which took place in Sydney over the weekend. And there were 227 items up for grabs, as well as movie stuff and then things like fossils.
Artworks. Why does he have fossils?
It's just, it's a checklist of the useless stuff that you accumulate when you've got way too much money.
Well, I'm glad he got rid of it. He probably feels much better. I don't know why it had to be this smirking, weird, the image of him with the glass of scotch in a tuxedo that was used to promote his divorce auction.
Just eyeing everybody off to...
Weird.
It's a really bizarre story. And you know what? I'm glad it happened this final week of Not News so we could talk about it.
I'm glad it happened too. But it did get a hell of a lot of coverage.
Too much. And what else got a lot of coverage that is a little bit off the center of what we should be looking at is Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. I was being grilled this week in front of a room full of US senators because they have very valid questions about Facebook's involvement in data collection, how they influence the public mood and opinion. And he was grilled for about 5 hours.
Now, he was.
This is real news. This is important. What's not important was that the entire time Mark Zuckerberg was sitting on a 4-inch booster cushion.
Yes, I know. And there were a lot of photos of said booster cushion.
This seems a bit strange to me because if you're going to sit on a booster cushion, you would want some sort of assured privacy that a whole gallery of reporters behind you isn't going to be directly looking at the cushion.
I imagine privacy is very important to Mark Zuckerberg when it comes to his cushions.
Oh, well, he'll have his team follow up on that. Look, I mean, you can say whatever jokes you want about Zuckerberg being a short person or trying to overcompensate for his height, but this is a perfect example of exactly what Facebook has been pulled up in public because of, they're trying to manipulate public perception. And one way they're doing that is trying to make Zuckerberg look taller.
Make him look impressive.
Make him look like he stands out a bit more, you know?
I've seen the think pieces about why he wore a suit. It's like, because he was appearing in front of Congress. It's not difficult.
It's not the Facebook movie.
Put on a bloody tie.
So it's a really bizarre story. And you know, in getting caught up in him sitting on a cushion, we totally miss the fact that he spent 5 hours being grilled about Facebook's role in, you know, the elections, and he couldn't provide any decent answers.
No, none whatsoever. In fact, it turned into a bit of a comedy routine at times. If you've heard some of the audio, people are chuckling. You say grilled. I feel like he got a lot of softballs. There was a few hard questions, but a lot of... Hi, how are you, Mark? Thanks for coming.
Yeah, you need to get Mark Zuckerberg on the show for your final breakfast.
Yeah, sure. I'll just give him a buzz. I'll
grill
him
for
Friday.
Ask the hard questions.
I will.
And finally, look, there is a royal wedding coming up, and Trump, Obama, and Theresa May were not invited. Cool.
That's getting coverage as well. Now, I knew the Trump stuff. I did not know about Theresa May. Is it not kind of protocol to invite the British PM to a British royal wedding?
Oh, I can't believe I know the answer to this, but they did consult with Her Majesty and they said that they didn't want political leaders there. They didn't want it to be a political spectacle, and Buckingham Palace approved. So sure. Instead, they've invited lots of people from different charities around the UK. I feel a little bit sick just talking about this, as if I support a royal wedding, which I don't really care about.
Fair enough, but what Betty wants, Betty Windsor gets, and she did not want Theresa May.
I mean, this does raise a very big question, I think, that is being left unanswered in this coverage. Do people actually like going to weddings?
Yes, I do, weirdly.
Okay, I'm just a Grinch then.
No, it's fine. I can get why you don't, but I really enjoy them. Especially when you're seated on that really far table with a whole bunch of people you don't know.
That's the only table I've ever been seated on at a wedding, the one closest to the door.
You just get to cut sick. You don't care. You can have the best time of your life.
All right.
What should we have been paying attention to? Sorry.
That's okay. The last actual... news that I'm going to rant about is a story that's come out this week through Junkie and Honey Swa.
Okay.
They're put in an FOI into Sydney Uni and where they invest their money. So part of this comes down to unis not getting enough support for governments, and also universities being run like businesses. They need an endless supply of millions to continually upgrade their buildings, etc. There's a weird kind of line here about unis as businesses, or should they be totally publicly funded? Big question. Anyway, the FOI found that Sydney Uni invests in arms manufacturers.
Sorry?
To the tune of about $4 million.
Arms manufacturers?
Yes. Yeah, so they found that Sydney Uni invests in 23 companies that are ranked in the top 100 arms manufacturers in the world.
How is this not plastered on every news service?
It was a very small... It didn't get the fanfare that it needs. There were protests at Sydney Uni, the Books Not Bombs protests, that happened during the past 7 days. And so there has been... Sydney Uni students seem to be aware of this, but as far as the news travelling, it hasn't really gone outside that bubble. But it's something that needs to be talked about, because every... uni, a lot of unis invest in fossil fuels. We know that already. But where else are they investing?
This is amazing. And congratulations to Junkie and Honey Swa for piecing that together. That's some classic old school good journalism.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Shane Anderson, thank you very much for 22 months of doing this. I know it's been horrifying for you, but we've definitely appreciated it.
Only 22 months.
And thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Nick.
That's
See
it.
Ya.
Bye.